Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is, another episode of Hell's Kitchen. We are so excited because there's a lot going on. There's some boop boops and some beep beeps. Let's get it. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. Let the buzz.
Early roll, I like it.
A little bleed over. Hey, hey. Yeah, right. You got that all by yourself.
Come on, man.
No, you got it. You got it. You got it.
That's I'm fingering it. For two. Don't say that out loud. Don't.
Please don't ever say that again out loud. That's a terrible thing to say out loud, actually. Oh, man. Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, what's up? How it is? How it do? We gonna talk it all down. You know how we do it here. It's your boy Lim Gonzalez here for another episode of Hell's Kitchen. You can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Also, check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Ladies and gentlemen, skeleton crew here. I got the worst of the three with me. My arch nemesis. Mr. Frank Brown, what's up, man?
That's right. Here to be the boat anchor for this show. Drag it all down. Yes.
Drag it all down.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know how we do. We try to always have guests to enlighten us. This week's guest is via phone, and we have none other than Jennifer.
Hey!
What's up, Jennifer?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Are you sleepy? Because I know it's late where you are.
I am sleepy. I just worked like a 14-hour shift. Oof. And it's late here. Let me tell you, it's very late. But I'm ready to talk. I'm ready to to tell you the scoop.
All right, that's what we want to hear.
Yes. First off, where are you working? 14 hours. What is the establishment?
I work at Sea Level Oyster Bar. It's a restaurant in Massachusetts.
Nice. Lem is putting that down on his travel itinerary. You'll be seeing him soon.
Yes. Actually, there's a lot of my my peoples out there. Cape Verdeans in Massachusetts. Mm. There's a ton
yep,
of them.
Yep, there's a lot.
Yes.
All right.
So I was down there a few years ago, and I got to visit some people I had never met before. So I need to make it down there, and then I'm going to see Jennifer and some oysters. You know how I do. Make my rounds. So, Jennifer, first of all, congratulations on still being on the show. Because a lot of times our guests, they already have been eliminated. So we actually have someone that's still on the show, so that's really dope. I want to talk to you first about this Elise and Michelle thing, because this is like a recurring theme on your team. And it seems like it keeps getting worse and it keeps getting worse. And I feel like it kills you all when it comes to challenges, because you guys are on this really bad losing streak. And I feel like you have a really good demeanor about it. Like, you know, you holding your head up and you just do what you got to do. But I know at this point it's got to be taxing. What's going on at this level?
It is. But don't forget, this is my second time with Elise. So I know what to expect where others don't know what to expect.
That's
so,
right.
You know, I kind of have the upper hand in this because I know what she's like. She's never going to change. Mm-hmm. She's never going to change. This is, you know what? She's one thing about Elise is she can be really sweet, but it's very little. The rest of the time, you know, she's about herself.
When we're watching these episodes, certainly we're only seeing what the producers choose to put together for us.
Sure.
With Elise, is any of that attitude warranted? Are things that we're not seeing that she is like at least justified for giving some of the attitude that she gives, or it's just Elise being Elise?
I will tell you that in the last episode when she was a little, when she, her and Barbie had their little, like, argument,
yeah.
That was warranted. That was definitely warranted. Like, that was, you had to be there to understand it, but yeah, that was warranted. That made total sense. But that's just the way she is. You kind of just, you know, I know because I, like I said, I've been with her before, so right. I know how she is, and that's how she is. I mean, she's ruthless. I mean, you know, she's the, you know, I hate using another, you know, she's the Amorosa of house kickers.
I love that. That's true, but it is true. Yeah. It is true. And you make a really good point because I had forgotten that they were on the season together before. So like you said, you already know what to expect. How do you, Jennifer, how do you kind of stay away from the drama? Do you just kind of keep your head down and know that you have a mission and a goal in mind?
You know, it's funny. I've always, one thing about me that I think it's hard to see on the show is I'm the one type of person that I like to stay back, mm-hmm. listen, and like kind of like assess my competition from like a quiet, like outside, and then I know when to attack. So that's how I handle her. I just like sit back, I listen, and I just deal with it.
Okay.
Did you know that Elise was going to be on this season with you? Or once she shows up, are you surprised and it kind of makes you reevaluate how you were going to approach the season?
I did not know she was going to be on it. I suspected she would be. It made sense for the producer to put two of her and I together.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know. I was very surprised when she walked in.
Wow. Let's talk a little bit about this particular episode. I want to talk about this lure challenge because this looked really crazy. And it just looked like chaos. Like you have, yeah. right?
Yes. Like, I was starting to watch it. It's like you're throwing the fish and then you're throwing the lure back right. and then you're hanging the lure up.
Yeah. Like I'm like, this is chaotic. So from what I gathered, the way it was presented to us is that the chefs would search for lures with ingredients to use for their fish dish. And there was like five different fish, right? Types of fish. And then they are supposed to hook the lure or stick the lure in the fish somehow and then throw it across to their teammate. And then they'd have 30 minutes afterwards to fix the winning dish. But my thing is they would throw it across and then they would – I'd see them throw it back. And I was trying to figure out like what was going on. Like why are they throwing it back?
I guess to put another lure in.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they would throw – okay, go ahead, Jennifer.
Yeah, we had to throw it back. But you also had us. You had us at this. It was harder than it looked.
It looked very hard.
They were very heavy. They were very heavy, and you had to put the lure in the mouth of the fish and throw it. And your partner had to catch it in order for it to be put on the board. And if they didn't catch it, you had to send it back and resend it again.
Wow!
But while you're looking for a lure, like if you're the one who's throwing, Your partner will throw the fish back, and like you get splashed. It was chaotic, but it was really fun.
It was really fun.
It was a really good day. To be honest. It was a really good day.
And those were real fish?
Oh no!
Okay, I was like,
but they were heavy.
They were heavy fish. Though. Okay, I was like. It was hard to tell. I thought they were fake, but, you know, it's Hell's Kitchen, so you never know.
How, when you come out for a challenge like that, is it the first time you're getting explained to it on camera is when you first come out and Gordon kind of tells you what the deal is? And then do they stop down for a moment and production comes in and really kind of breaks down exactly how the game is played just to make sure everybody's on the same page?
We have a rules committee that comes in and gives us the rules, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And do they come in before you even get out there and see what the game is, or do they come in after Gordon's kind of introduced it?
Right after he introduces it.
I'm sure I can imagine this one. He's like, "Oh, wait, so I gotta all right. I gotta throw the fish. All right, I gotta throw the fish back. I gotta put the lure. Okay,
and there it is." and I'm glad you said that because I didn't know that if they didn't catch it because that wasn't explained to us.
Yeah.
That they would have to throw it back.
Oh, yeah.
Which meant, I could see why you would get hit because you're not prepared. You're looking for a lure and you're like, "Oh, they got it," and then they're throwing it back and getting bopped in the head and crazy. So. Then after, as I mentioned, they had 30 minutes to make your dish with your ingredients. Elise didn't get a lot of ingredients.
She was just taking a sweet old time, just going through those lures.
Doing her duck thizzle.
It's funny, because her and I were actually paired together, so I had to catch her fish.
Uh-huh.
And I was, like, yelling at her. I'm like, just put anything. And she just kept looking for a certain ingredient. I don't even know what she was looking for, but she just kept sitting there looking and looking and looking. And at that time, it's like, my strategy when I went into it was, I'll find things that I want and I'll fill up my board. And then once you go over, you can take away ingredients. You could actually have a backup ingredient.
Oh, you can. Oh, okay.
So that's what I did. I just kept throwing and throwing and throwing.
Oh, nice. That's a smart way to go.
That is a smart way to go.
So you
go in afterwards, all of that, then you go in and start cooking your dish. And you had the cod. And you actually were the first up. We had Michael Kimarusti is the guest judge. We've seen him several times before. And so you were paired up against Nick for the cod. Do you work a lot with cod where you're at there in Massachusetts?
Yeah, this is actually really funny. Yes, the cod is like, it's all over the place out here. It's like you can't, you know, it's every restaurant has it. Mm. But what's funny is Nick's going to love that I told you this. Nick and I used to work together. He used to be my sous chef at the same company.
Oh, really?
And So for us to be paired against each other, like, everyone's like, oh, my God, it's a battle in New England. But no one knows that we actually work together. So we actually know each other's strengths and weaknesses.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I saw that they said that it was the battle, you know, but I didn't realize that you guys had worked together. And he was your subordinate, which...
Yes.
Yeah. So the teacher and the student go up, and of course the teacher wins. So Red prevails, Jennifer wins. The grouper was Robin and Michelle, and Robin pulled that one out for the blue team.
Robin surprised me this episode. I was not... Because she's not performed well in those challenges.
Correct.
For her to pull this out, I was like, what?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. So then you have the
Robin is very good. That's the one thing is I think the show, you know, she's struggled, but she's very talented.
See, and I'm glad you said it because I hate on her all the time. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I really do. I feel like because of what we see, it seems like she's weak, but she keeps getting chances because I've said before, I feel like she should have been gone maybe a couple of weeks ago, but she's still there. You're saying that she is actually a talented chef.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, very much.
Because I will agree with Lynn. There are times where I feel like when she's been up for elimination that I am surprised that she gets put back in line.
Right.
I'm like, really?
Right.
But it's interesting to see how production puts it together
exactly.
Where they just play up the kind of bumbling side of her and not really focus on the good stuff.
Give that storyline. So we have the grouper.
Yeah, she's bubbling.
You're right.
But that's her personality. She's kooky. You know, she's a kooky character. Right.
That's true. We do see that. She pulls it out with the grouper. Snapper is Elise and Millie. Elise loses. I wasn't surprised about that because she had only, two or three ingredients?
And she just tried, the fact that she tried to kind of...
Right. As if she had they just gave me three ingredients. They thought it was really good. And so, it's challenging. And then I love how Gourmands was like, actually, that's how many you choose.
Yes.
You chose. So, don't try to put that on there. And so, it didn't work.
He hates when you do that, like when you come up with an excuse like that, no matter what it is.
Sure.
I mean, this goes back to, we're all all-stars, so, you know, we've all done this.
Mm-hmm.
And you say one bad thing, and he's like, no, that's not how it goes.
Right.
Because I have to imagine, how you cook is important, but I had to imagine moments like that, those character moments are going to be important, too, because if he's going to trust you to run a restaurant of his, he's got to know that you're a stand-up person.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
So then we have the Arctic Char, and that's Benjamin and Dana, and they actually both get a point for that. And then the Dover Sole, and so it's between Barbie and Van, and Van pulls it out. for the blue team, and they win again. And so you guys are like, I feel like, what, four losses in a row or something like that? Like, it's really bad. What is the morale like? You know, because you guys are going to these challenges. Obviously, you know, you're wanting to win. You want to get these rewards because, you know, they're really sweet. And you keep losing. Like, what do you guys talk amongst each other beforehand? Do you kind of have a game plan? Or are you just trying to go for broke at this point?
See, it's hard because at the end of the day, it is a individual competition. Uh-huh. So we work together. I know it's hard because you got to think about it. Like right now we're a team, but at the end of the day, it's one person. One person wins. I'll tell you, I thought we had it. Uh-huh. Like I really thought we were going to pull this off, and we were going to go out. And you know, punishments are. Like, it's the worst thing, when I say tell people, like, oh, they're like, oh, you guys did this, you did that, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, you only saw, like, 2 minutes of my punishment. Like,
right.
I had, like, 14 punishments that day. It's like, you have to do the delivery. You have to, you have to clean all the fish, scale all the fish, drink the milkshake. I mean, there was a million things. There was something else we did, too. It was just, it's all day long.
All
you're
day
like,
long.
Oh my God. Every day. So, you know, when you lose four in a row,
right?
You know, that's 4 days in a row that you're like, oh my God, I'm never going
to
leave.
I'm never going to leave. Ever. I'm not going to see the sun. I'm
never
going
to get out of here.
Jennifer, let's talk about that milkshake for a second. Because many punishments, there's always kind of like a milkshake, some kind of component. How gross is that in real life?
Because they didn't say what it was.
Yeah.
They just, you just knew it was disgusting.
I don't know what it was. It was warm.
Oh.
It was warm. I know, it's terrible to say this. It was warm and it was so thick. And, for Barbara to throw it out, oh my God, I'll never forget my face when she did it. I was like, what are you doing?
And he's like, he comes over, the sous chef, and he's like, yeah, so because Barbara threw it out, then you guys are going to have to drink it all. There it is. And she's just, has no remorse.
None whatsoever.
Okay, well, you guys have that. I was like, man, I would have thrown the milkshake at her. Like,
I don't understand. Because, I mean, certainly I understand. I guess if somebody does something wrong, you kind of punish the whole unit.
Right.
But, I mean, Barbie does not care if everybody in that team hates her. So I feel like she still skated pretty easy out of this punishment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I can't even like comment because it's just, I was so pissed that day.
I would
like,
be too.
Oh my God, I can't even believe.
People are dry.
Like, I can't even believe. I have to drink this. You know, because like, you know, they're usually like, okay, if you drink half, you're okay. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like, okay, you only have to drink half. But then when Chef Jackie's like, oh my God, you have to drink the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I'm going to puke. Like, all of it. And I was sitting next to Dana. They don't show up, but I was sitting next to Dana and she kept gagging, and I'm like, oh, my God, stop it. If you throw up, I'm going to throw up.
Right. I'm like that, too. You throw it up? Me, too. We're going to both be throwing up. So the blue team, of course, they go to stay overnight in Vegas, private jet, Caesar's Palace, get to go on the high roller. Yeah, man, that was – I'm sure watching that you had to be like,
keep making it worse. Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry. Okay, we'll go away from that. But they had a good time. You guys just need to win some challenges. Like at some point, you guys got to band together, have a come to Jesus moment or something. Because, I mean, you need that break. I know it's bad. I mean, we talk to people on the show, and they talk about how it is. You guys are in those dorms. You guys are working, you know, long hours. And those breaks are really helpful in keeping up the morale. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Now, during your punishment, when you're cleaning and scaling the fishes, that's when we kind of start seeing the sniping happen between Elise and Barbie, where it kind of starts.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like when you're watching all that? And I mean, that's the beginning of them just sniping at each other this entire episode. I mean, do you try to put a stop to it, or is it just by that point there's no stopping these two if they're going to start butting heads?
Well, you know, Barbie's pretty, like, up until now she's been pretty like chill. She's been kind of a chill person, and then all of a sudden that day I was just like, "What is wrong with you? Like, what is? I've never seen you like, you know, it's one thing to be in a bad mood, but she was just like so snippy with everyone, not even just Elise, but she was snippy with everyone. Everybody. It's like, what is wrong with you? Like, get it together. We have to work together, so get over it. And she just didn't want to, like, you know, she just, that's how she was. That's how she was that day. It's just unbelievable.
Speaking of Barbie, during dinner service, she got a little crazy. Just a tad crazy.
A little?
I'm obviously, you know, being facetious, but yeah, she went bonkers. Like legit. So we have, there's a lot of celebrities there. Shout out to E40, Bay Area.
Really?
Yes.
Shout out? Okay.
Shout out to E40, man.
I saw that name coming. I was like, who?
Oh my gosh. You don't know. You don't know, Frank. You don't know hip hop, son.
I got to imagine the majority of the people were probably like, who?
Yeah, nah, E40. And, you know, I'm from Northern California, so we all know who E40 is.
Jennifer, do you know who E40 is?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
When I saw him, I was like, who is that?
That's exactly what I thought. See,
just
definitely not an East Coast thing. He's definitely not East Coast.
Oh, no. He's not East Coast. No, he's straight up West Coast. Like all the way West Coast. All the way West Coast. But yeah, shout out to him. So we had Cheryl Burke with Dancing with the Stars, and then she was in the Blue Kitchen. And then,
the red.
Well, she was in – oh, no, that's right. She was in the red, sorry. And then Dan was in the Blue Kitchen from Scandal at the chef's table. And Barbie was loving Cheryl. Loving Cheryl. Like, I'm like, yo. And the at the point when she goes over and she's like, you know, is everything okay? And the guy that's there, he's like, oh, well, my duck, you know. And she's like, oh, and he's like, no, it's okay. No, I'm gonna make it again for you. I'm gonna make it better. And then he's like, no, it's okay. And then she comes back and then starts ordering Elise.
Yes, fire up the garnish.
Like, get that garnish. Yeah. She's like, for what? So, oh, I'm making another duck. And he's like, hey, he doesn't want it. And then they start arguing. I mean, did you say anything to her, Jennifer? Because I'm blaming you now. did you not say something to her? Like, what's wrong with her?
I don't know. It was just, it kind of happened really fast. But I know we were all like, just leave it alone. Let's just keep going. Just leave it alone. And she just would not let it go. She was just like, no, we're gonna make him a new duck. Like, no, he doesn't want it. Just let it go.
Right.
And when these two start fighting, it's just like, you know, the rest of us are like seriously just trying to like get dinner service done. Because the last thing you want to do is lose. So we're all like trying to just get it done.
Of course.
And the way that, I mean, Gordon seems he's got eyes everywhere in the kitchen during service. Watching that with the way Barbie was with Cheryl Burke, I was like, where's Gordon to shut this down? Because I feel like it went on forever.
Ever.
Did he just not notice this, or is he just too busy like on the blue side so he didn't even realize this was happening?
No, it's just, I think, I think he was just busy back and forth. You know, you don't forget, we have like 40 guests on each, we have 80 people total. So we have two sides of 40, you know, you're trying to feed everyone and get them out. So,
right. All the food.
You know, he's distracted.
During the service, because it starts out before, when Barbie ever gets crazy, but it's Elise and Barbie, like both calling out the orders. That seemed bonkers to me.
Well, the blue team was doing it too. Like they were singing their orders. Like, and I had never seen that before yet this season where people, because, you know, these orders get called out and you have to remember them. What do you remember, Jennifer, why they started doing that? Because both teams were doing it and were just singing. It was like, I don't care, remember, was it duck, beef, da da da. Like they were just like repeating them. I mean, obviously it's to help them remember.
Two duck, two strip, two salmon, I think.
Yeah, something like
actually
that.
What we, yeah.
Yeah, it should be, it's going to be a greatest hits. Yeah, I know, you get some music.
No, just trying to, you know, be in sync. I can't believe I'm using this, but we were trying to be in sync with each other. So if we kept saying, okay, repeat it, we'll get it. Because, you know, it was a big chaos. So we're like, okay, let's just keep, you know, keep repeating. And then they made it into a song. They said, you know, Michelle and, you know, Barbie were singing it. So we were just like, oh, let's just do it. Trying to have fun, trying to get the food out, you know.
Right.
Having a good time with each other.
Sure. I mean, I'm not mad at it. I'm just, yeah, but it seemed like, who was it? I think it was Robin was kind of getting a little too crazy with it. Oh, yeah. She was like doing it to the guests. Like, and they were just like, okay, can you just make my food?
Yeah, I didn't come here for a show. Just to eat.
I'm hungry. I just want to eat right now. There was a moment when you were talking about Chef Ramsay pulled Elise and Barbie in the back told him to hash it out. I'm like, that's not going to end well.
Because that was the shortest hash out I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was terrible. We saw Van move in some slow motion, with the salmon for the blue team. Yeah. He was just kind of – it was kind of like he lost. Like he was lost. Like he was off his game. Because I feel like Van, from what we see, Van is usually on it. Mm-hmm. You know, he's on it. Usually, you know, he's got it out. He's very boisterous in the kitchen. You know, it seems like he's having a good time as well. But he was just kind of off his game this particular night. But both teams do finish service, the red and the blue team. But they both still lose. Which did you think, Jennifer, when he said that – you know, both teams finished service. Did you think that you kind of won that and that you were going to be fine and didn't have to deliberate?
I was actually hoping that we got, because we had been in punishment for so many days. Mm-hmm. Like I was hoping that, you know what, let's just get, you know, it's the blue team's turn to mm-hmm. like send someone home. So I was hoping that we were safe. But I didn't want to lose that night, you know?
Yes.
You know, and you know, finishing dinner service is a win, but then you find out, like, okay, yeah, you finished, but you know what? You guys still lose, so someone's going to go.
Right.
Before we talk a little bit more about what happens after the service, one last thing during that was, and it started with Elise and Barbie having their argument or hashing it out, mm-hmm. was the boop. Boop.
Oh.
How annoying is Elise? Because that was annoying just to see the little bit of it. Is that just annoying in real life to be able to see Elise just booping people's conversations and stuff?
Yes, it's very annoying. It's funny where,
yes, it is.
I don't know if you saw her, but Dana and I, as there, she's doing her poop thing, Dana in the background actually going, boop, like, you know, we thought it was hilarious because
I saw Nick doing it. Like, yeah, you know, he was doing it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was funny. That's why I opened up the show. Yeah, it was the whole thing was boop, 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 boop. It seemed annoying. Even though, you know, Elise is my girl, but yeah, you need to stop with the boops.
Yeah.
Please. So you both have to, both teams have to deliberate, pick two people. Your deliberation seemed really crazy.
Oh,
as
did.
Always.
Yes.
You could hear, I love how the blue team
they
is like, you know, talking and stuff. And you just hear the red team on the other side of the dorm. Like, what do you do? Like, what is your stance, Jennifer? Are you there kind of just there kicking back and just kind of letting it all unfold? Because, again, you seem like you don't really get into the drama.
I did a little bit this week. I did. Mm-hmm. I actually, like, freak out and, like, screamed at both of them. Like, you guys could just cut the crap. Like, just, like, get over it. Like, let's just deliberate and get this done with.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, sometimes I do. I can't tell you everything, but no, I'm not. I don't always sit back.
oh, you don't?
I don't. I'm a very patient person.
Okay.
But you'll see. You'll see.
Okay. Ooh, all right. Yes.
Giving us something to look forward to. Okay. So we get to the elimination, and then for the blue team, they throw up Millie and Robin. Which, you know, based on what we saw in the deliberation, I wasn't surprised. But we see Ramsey pulls an audible and pulls up Van, and basically they all have kind of 30 seconds to kind of, you know, give their spiel and why they, you know, deserve. He does, you know, calls Millie. Millie thinks he's going home. He's like, nope, get back in there. He sends Robin back right away. So I was like, oh, he sends her actually first. So then Millie goes back, and then Van, he sends home. And I was like,
I was shocked that Van went home.
I was mad shocked. I was mad surprised. Yeah. Because I felt like Van as a whole, and Jennifer, you can chime in, but Van as a whole, like, he seemed really solid. Like, to me, he was one of the front runners, and we discussed this, you know, in previous, you know, after shows. He was one of the front runners, you know, on the blue team. And to see him go home, obviously.
Yeah, we were blown away.
You were shocked too?
We were blown away that night.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Jennifer, everybody must have like an off day in the kitchen, and especially in a competition element like this, you have an off day. Is, I don't know, as you're watching that, is like having an off day just for one day enough of a reason to get booted out?
Oh, it shouldn't be, because it should be over. It should be everything that you've done so far. But, you know, Ramsey makes a decision. You know, that's what Gordon does, and just that one day, he thought that Van had given up, to be honest with you. He really felt Van just gave up.
Wow.
And it was, so sad because I know if it's obvious. We're all pretty shocked that it was meant to go home.
Right.
I had pegged, just walking into the first day, seeing competition, I was like, oh my God, he's one to watch. Mm-hmm. He's one to watch.
Could you see
he's great.
Before that service, was there any indication, at least two, that you could kind of pick it, that, wait, Van is kind of checking out right now?
No, I never got that. Never
wow.
got that.
Wow.
Yeah, I was so blown away.
I mean, he has his reasons, obviously, you know, because at the end of the day, there's only one winner, just like you were saying, Jennifer. So yeah. he's looking for the one. And so if he feels like they're not going to be the one, no matter how strong they may be, then he's going to make his decision based on that. I just, again, aside from being a front runner, I just like Van's personality. I thought he was funny. You know, his little commentary, you know, that he would talk about, the ratchets.
Yes.
The ratchets.
The ratchet reds.
I thought he was funny. So, I mean, it's going to suck to see him go. I was super shocked. And I'm glad that you say you were shocked too, because like, we're like, whoa, what is going on? He still wasn't finished. Obviously, your team still had to send your two up. Elise and Barbie go up, which I wasn't surprised. But he does, you know, allow them to stay. I was thinking he was going to eliminate two people, to be honest.
I thought one from each team.
I thought one from each team. But he sent them back. Elise gives her a little snap.
That thing. I was like, all right.
She's like, y'all ain't getting rid of me. Was it hard to, I mean, obviously knowing Elise's personality, I'm sure she was fighting against, you know, being nominated. Was it hard coming up with those two, or was it pretty much unanimous outside of them being thrown up for elimination?
It was unanimous. We had no issue about it. It's, you know, our theory was that night was these two caused a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Those two were fighting all night. That, you know, they were the reasons why every time, you know, Gordon Ramsay came over to talk to us, it was mm-hmm. because of those two. Or Chef Christina came over to talk to us, it was because of those two. So we were like, immediately, yep, it's Barbie, it's Elise.
Get them out of here.
Because, Jennifer, I'm always wondering, like, and something like this too, as talented as Elise and Barbie may be, the way that, at least what we've seen of them, and the way they hold themselves in the kitchen and just in the competition in general, it doesn't really inspire the confidence, at least me, as a viewer watching, that I could see one of them running one of Gordon's kitchens. It seems weird for me to have him keep them in the competition this long. Does it seem weird to you? I mean, well, certainly she's your competition. Everybody's your competition. But does it seem weird to see, like, how could Gordon want to keep her in this? Because she is just crazy. How's she going to run a kitchen?
You know, the one thing about Elise is she really can cook. When she puts her mind to it, and she's actually very good, she's very talented. And I'll give a positive side to Barbie, too. Barbie is very organized. She's batshit crazy, but she's very organized. I'm trying to give her a positive.
Well, I mean, it's good. There's pros, obviously. There's something he sees in them. And obviously this is why, you know, he's keeping them. But I see what you're saying.
I can't see. Like they do feel confident. Like, all right, I'm going to be going to my other restaurants around the world. I trust you to be able to run this while I'm gone. I can't see Elise doing that, or even Barbie.
Yeah, I think too, obviously there's still more development. And I think what he may see, again, there's still a lot of people left, a lot of chefs left. So I think what he may see is that they're still pliable. They're still fighting, you know, because according, like you said, with Van, he feels like he checked out. Elise definitely hasn't checked out. Apparently Barbie hasn't checked out either. So at least there's the drive there that he sees. And it's just seeing if they can be the leader that he wants them to be.
Jennifer, did you watch the tease for next week's episode?
A little bit, yes.
Were they just referred to Elise as the most hated all-star of all time? And I think that line made me laugh because it's like, what's the first time you've ever done an all-star right. season? I don't know, like, of all time? That seems really...
It's the first time you've done this.
So yeah. I don't know if you can really get away with that claim. So
exactly.
I don't know.
I mean, she definitely is... she's definitely the most memorable for every season. I think she is the most hated. to be honest with you. I think everyone.
I think she definitely has that term.
The world hates her. But you know what? She loves it. You know, she loves it. She loves that everyone hates her. You know, that's she loves it.
She feeds off of it. She definitely feeds off of it. She doesn't care. I mean, I can see that she doesn't care. And then you even see, like, I follow on Twitter, and I see the stuff she posts after the episodes. And she's just like, yeah, you know, I got 5 stars. You know, it's just like, even though you guys are losing, doesn't matter because, you know, according to her, she's still winning. So
Jennifer, full disclosure, Lem is put at least on a pedestal. There is, she can do nothing wrong in Lem's eyes.
I did not say that.
That is true.
That is not true.
I just noticed that.
Jennifer, don't listen to this man. He's not well.
Jennifer, I want to ask you one other question. In a game like this, where it's a food competition show, but for you, where, especially coming back the second time, how do you, where's the gameplay element come into this, and how do you adjust it from how you played the first season to how you're approaching it this season?
Oh, that's so funny. So the first time around, I'll start with that question. First time around, I think I was like, you know, when I got really involved with being friends with, like, Will and Paul and Toby. You know, I was just, they were just my friends. So it was like, you know, it was like, I went to work, it was like, I was going to work every day, and I was hanging out with my friends, and like, yeah, every day someone would go home. And I got too involved with being friends instead of being ruthless. Okay? So this time around, even though I did make friends, I went into it saying, like, you know what? I'm in this to win this. I'm not going to, you know, get, you know, my season, it was always being, you know, the last episode, they always said, you know, you got screwed, you got backstabbed, that, you know, the biggest blind side of Hell's Kitchen's history. I wasn't going to let that happen this time.
Word. Well, I think you're doing well. And again, as I said before, I'm excited that you're still in the running.
Thank you.
It sounds like that there's going to be more to come from Ms. Jennifer that we're going to see. And I'm excited.
Jennifer, can you just, is a way to approach being in Hell's Kitchen is if you just cook well and keep your head down, you can make your way to the end? Or are there other elements that you have to get involved with that other than just cooking well?
No, there's more. You have to be a leader. You have to be vocal. You have to, you know, be involved. You definitely have to be, you can't just be, if you're the quiet, one in the background, you're going to get lost. Mm. And, you know, Gordon wants someone that's a leader that, you know, stands up and, you know, directs and leads and, you know, takes initiative to, you know, get the team involved and, or get the team in line.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm sorry, Lem. I got another question too, because I know in some of the teasers they always say, like, "Hey, is everybody in the red team going to sabotage Elise to send her home?" I can't believe, like, when you're in the kitchen, there's no way you can sabotage somebody, can you? I mean, because otherwise, I feel like that's going to blow back on everybody in the kitchen, right?
I think it's possible.
Is it? I feel like that's a shady way to play it.
I think it's possible.
This upcoming episode is really funny because on season 9, that was the season that Elise and I were on, I actually accused her of sabotage on the same exact night because it's charity night. I accused her of sabotage, so for her to come out and accuse us, you know, we're all like, what are you talking about?
Right.
You know, you could.
It's possible. It's possible. And based on what we see in the next episode, it looks like Millie might be doing some sabotage. Again, maybe. And it's charity night. So
watch out for those scallops.
You got to watch out. Nick. Jennifer, I know it's late where you are, but thank you so much for joining us today and giving us the tea about Hell's Kitchen and what's going on. Again, congratulations on still being there. I'm excited to see how you continue in this competition and do your thing.
Thank you. Awesome. Thanks. Yeah. Good talking to you guys.
Absolutely. Pleasure's all ours. Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Where can everybody, if they want to follow everything that you're doing, where's the best place to find you on social media?
Oh, my God. I'm a Facebook girl. I'm all over Facebook.
Facebook.
On Facebook.
Find you on Facebook.
I am on Instagram, but I'm a Facebook girl.
Facebook.
All right.
Okay. That's how they do it down there in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Facebook.
That's what we do.
That's right. Let me see you soon. Get some oysters.
That's right. That's right. Visit my people. Thanks again, Jennifer. Have a good night.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All
right.
Bye-bye. Let's get into predictions. Let's do that. Let's see what the predictions look like, because I want to know what you think.
After Buzz TV predictions.
Man, I am still so surprised about Van. That I don't think in the amount of time that we've been watching the show, I mean, since season one, that I don't think I've ever been as surprised to see an elimination like that, that as with Van. I just, even though they kind of played it up in the show that he was slowing down, I was still so surprised. So for me, you know, I've always said Benjamin, and right now I haven't seen anything to dissuade me on that. But I also feel like I haven't seen like him like leading the charge either.
Right.
So, I mean, it could fall into what Jennifer was saying. It's that you know, if you kind of fall on the back, he might appreciate your cooking style, but he's not going to see you as a leader.
Right.
So, I don't – I mean, it could be –
it's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah. I mean, I could see a strong case for Jennifer. Yeah. I mean, she's kind of quiet, but when she
– Right.
But she can lead when necessary.
Sure. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I think it's still up in the air. I think because Van went home, and that was so surprising because, again, he was, you know, in the front, you know, for me, especially on the blue team. But I mean, I still think there's strong competitors. I think you have Michelle, you know, on the red team. She's young, but she's good, and she's showing herself. Jennifer, we were just talking with her. I mean, at least is strong. She can cook. Obviously, you know, she has problem working with others and doesn't get along with everybody. And you know, and I'm wondering how that's going to play and how she's going to last, you know, acting that way.
I can't imagine the way that she acts in the kitchen. Imagine putting that in charge of other people.
Right, exactly. I don't know. But
boop.
I don't know. Yeah, boop. Boop. Sorry. I don't know. I think it's still a forget. And I think, too, because, again, this is the All-Stars. So it's kind of hard because everyone, again, is decent, you know.
Yeah.
And everyone has their moments where they shine, you know, so we'll see. It'll be interesting.
I wish I felt more confident saying, like, I see somebody that's leading from the front.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, oh, well, it's theirs to lose. And I don't have that yet.
Yeah. What was Ashley? Late horse? What was she called?
Is it a late? Quiet horse.
Quiet
horse.
That scared me. That was so loud.
There you go. We have a quiet horse in the competition. It's all good.
Shout out to engineer Jeff, the booming voice. Man. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. I don't have any eardrums left, so we have to stop. But thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Jennifer, for being on our show.
Yes.
And enlightening us on what's going on. Shout out to her. Congratulations to her for still doing what she's doing. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Sing, all social media platforms. Also, make sure you check out my website, stayinthemic.com. Frank Moran, where you at?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie. Lim and I are going to hit the hot tub after this. I'll be Instagram live in that. So check us out. Tubbing it up.
Nope. He's a liar.
What?
The truth is not in him. I rebuke you.
No rebukes.
Until next week. Peace. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.